Chapter 27. Villeneuve-les-Avignon, France. 12:30 p.m. Malone studied Royce Claridon. The man was dressed in loose-fitting corduroy trousers, smeared with what looked like turquoise paint. A colorful sports jersey covered the man's thin chest. He was probably in his late 50s. His feet were bare and dirty, his fingernails unkempt, his graying hair and beard tangled. The attendant had warned them that Claridon was delusional, but generally harmless.
"Who be you?" Claridon asked.
They stood in a solarium, surrounded by floor-to-ceiling windows. One of the attendants had said Claridon spent most of his days there.
"Are you from the commanderie?" Claridon asked. "Did the master send you?"
Malone decided to play along.
"We are from the master. He sent us to speak with you."
"Ah, finally. I have been waiting so long."
The man obviously thought himself a Templar knight.
"Tell me, brother, what you have to say. Tell me all. Brother Lars Nell told me you were a man to be trusted."
The inquiry seemed to tax the older man's brain. Then recognition came to Claridon's face.
"I recall him, a courageous warrior. Yes, I do recall him. God rest his soul."
"Why do you say that?"
"You haven't heard?"
There was incredulousness in the tone.
"He died in battle."
"Where?"
Claridon shook his head.
"That, I don't know."
"He ever speak of his quest?"
"Why do you ask that of me?"
"The master is displeased," he said.
"Most displeased."
"In what way?"
Claridon's face was suffused with a deep blush of shame.
"With you?"
"I have done nothing."
"Tell me of Brother Nell's quest."
Claridon shook his head.
"I know nothing. The brother did not confide in me."
Fear crept into the eyes staring back at him, accented by utter confusion. Claridon snatched up a roll of paper towels and a spray bottle and began cleaning glass that displayed not a speck of anything. Malone turned to Stephanie.
"We're wasting our time here."
"What tipped you off?"
"I had to try."
Beyond the glass, a few miles west, rose the walls of Villeneuve-les-Avignon.
"The cardinals live there," Claridon said. "Insolent princes, all of them."
Malone knew that cardinals once erected country retreats there as a way to escape the town's congestion and the Pope's constant eye. They were all gone, but the ancient city remained, quiet, countrified, and crumbling.
"We are the cardinal's protectors," Malone said, keeping up the pretense.
Claridon spat on the floor.
"The pox to them all."
"This is a waste of time, Cotton," Stephanie said.
"Who is this vixen? Why is she here?"
He nearly smiled.
"She's Brother Nell's widow."
"What is she doing here?"
"She seeks the truth about her husband."
Claridon retreated to his chair.
"So sad," she said, "and frightening. Losing one's mind is terrifying. Lars feared it."
"Don't we all?"
Malone recalled the note found at Ernst Scoville's house. He spoke the last three lines. "In Avignon, find Claridon. He can point the way. But prends garde, l'ingénieur."
"I wonder why the sender thought Claridon could point the way to anywhere," he asked. "This trail may be a dead end."
"Not true."
The words were spoken in English and came from across the solarium. Malone turned as Royce Claridon stood from the chair. All confusion was gone from the man's bearded face.
"I can provide that direction, and the advice given in that note should be heeded. You must beware the engineer. She and others are the reason I'm hiding here."